The following is the realization of Her Grace Srikanta Devi Dasi.
Nandarani was my pet granddaughter and the darling of our house. She was a great devotee. From the age of 4, she used to get up for Mangalarti. She loved and attend all festivals in the temple. Whenever she was with her friends, she used to talk about Krishna. During her stay on this planet for 13 years, she performed a lot of devotional service, like making garlands for Lord Krishna and cooking for Srila Prabhupada on his appearance and appearance days. Many times she performed Vrindavana and Govardhana Parikrama barefoot. She got the opportunity at a young age to attend the Mahakumbha Mela, which comes only once in 12 years. She took a great interest in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books during the Chardham Yatra, although it was severely cold. She visited many holy places in North and South India. She used to recite Damodara Ashtaka and many Vaishnava bhajans from the age of 5. She won prizes for reciting the Bhagavad Gita slokas during the Janmashtami festival over the years. Nandarani was very enthusiastic to participate in all the activities at the temple. I remember once she did not get a chance to act in a drama arranged by the devotees of the temple as she was late in informing them about her intention due to her exams. She was very upset and requested her mother to pursue the matter with the devotees. And finally, she was given the role of Rukmani. She was extremely happy to enact the role. I can write a lot about, almost a whole book about her spiritual activities. She was a great soul. In her short span of life, she performed so much of devotional service, which I cannot do in my whole life. She was a very lovable child and friendly with everybody. I cannot imagine how she has written such a wonderful offering to our spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, wherein she has asked for many blessings, especially for her parents. She was really a Krishna conscious child. During the Gita distribution marathon, she loved to accompany her parents to factories and companies to distribute books. She would preach to people, and when they would refuse, she would tell them, "Never mind, if you have one book, please pick up one more copy and gift it to somebody of your friends or relatives as a New Year's gift." In the bargain, people would say, "Okay, because you are telling us so much about Krishna, I must definitely buy one from you." Nandarani was a very good preacher. The last year, she went to Chandigarh and preached to the young kids and also attended a course on Vedic philosophy for students. By remembering Nandarani's spiritual activities and talking about her, we remember Krishna all the time. In that way, she is making us more and more Krishna conscious. May Krishna bless her eternally. I pray that her remembrance may always be with us, because that will make us remember Krishna and the wonderful pastime of his wonderful devotees on this planet. I daily pray to Lord Krishna, "Oh Lord Krishna, please keep Nandarani with you."